And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 9th. This week in 1966, John Lennon first met Yoko Ono at a London art gallery exhibition. Filming began on the Bobby Darin movie That Funny Feeling in 1964. In 1939, the real Eleanor Rigby died in Liverpool, and she's buried in the cemetery of St. Peter's Church there, where Paul McCartney first met John Lennon. Britain's BBC banned Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash this week in 1962. In 1958, 77 Sunset Strip TV show with Edward Burns as Kooky had its debut as a regular series on television, and it ran for 6 years. The movie The Rose, that was loosely based on the life of Janis Joplin and starred Bette Midler and Kris Kristofferson, had its premiere in Los Angeles, California this week in 1979. In 1965, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers married his former fan club secretary in Liverpool. Saturday Night Live had its premiere on NBC TV with guest host George Carlin this week in 1975. Denny Lane left the Moody Blues in 66. Little Richard threw away his rings and gave up rock and roll for only 5 years, but it began this week in 1957. In 1944, the Columbus Day riot occurred outside of the Paramount Theater in New York when 25,000 Frank Sinatra fans had a scuffle with police. Rod Stewart performed his last concert with Faces this week in 1975 in Long Island, New York. The movie Lady Sings the Blues with Diana Ross, based on the life of Billie Holiday, opened up this week in 1972. Shirley Brickley from the Orlons was shot to death in 1977 by an intruder in her Philadelphia home, and the killer was never found. The Bill Haley film Don't Knock the Rock started filming this week in 1956. A year later, in 57, the Four Preps, Rosemary Cooney, Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby all appeared on a TV special to introduce the brand new Edsel automobile. Buddy Holly opened a Bill Haley concert this week in Lubbock, Texas in 1955. Grace Slick performed for the first time with Jefferson Airplane at San Francisco's Fillmore West in 66. Rick Nelson played his Madison Square Garden Party in New York City this week in 1971. Don McLean's American Pie album was released this week in 1971. In the studio, the Beach Boys recorded Dance, Dance, Dance in 1964. The Everly Brothers cut Problems in 58. Connie Francis recorded Among My Souvenirs in 59. Jackie Wilson recorded Lonely Teardrops in 1958. Little Richard cut Good Golly, Miss Molly in 56. Jim Reeves recorded He'll Have to Go in 1959. The Monkees cut I'm a Believer in 66. The Ripcords recorded Hey Little Cobra in 63. Fats Domino put I'm in Love Again to vinyl in 1955. And Elvis Presley recorded Good Luck Charm this week in 1961. Birthdays. John Lennon, born this week, 1940. Jackson Browne, 67. John Entwistle from The Who, born in 44. Sean Lennon, born to John and Yoko in 1975. And the late Ivory Joe Hunter, born this week in 1914. Sam Moore from Sam and Dave is 81. Melvin Franklin from The Temptations, born 42. Paul Simon turned 74. Marie Osmond, 56. John Ford Coley is 67. Robert Lamb from Chicago, 71. Sir Cliff Richard, 76. Robert Parker turns 86. Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues is 70. Bill Justice, born this week, 1926. Barry McGuire is 79. Marv Johnson, born in 1938. Richard Carpenter is 70. Mickey Baker from Mickey and Sylvia, born 1925. And the late Barry Sadler, born this week in 1943. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 9th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. You can get to it at treasureislandoldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.